best and at worst sadistic. O'Leary makes the point that this is great news. Fantastic, he says. In fact, here is exactly what he said.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. I celebrate capitalism.
Now, what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. Where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral and loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright, entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire, and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back, is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 2/11/14. I watched Obama's press conference with the president of France, and it was next to useless. The one thing that I did take from this was not actually the press conference itself. Obama did the dog and pony show with the French president. Where did they go? Well, to Thomas Jefferson's Monticello home. And these things are, Secret Service has things scripted out. Generally, a president won't go someplace or do something that the Secret Service is not prepared for. They liked everything mapped out. They got their little code words and, you know, it's a very tightly run operation. That's their job. And this was said in kind of relation to, well, I'm breaking off the standard protocol here, and French President, we're going to walk over here. But there's one thing that he said that was kind of like a, it was kind of like a snide, don't worry, Mr. French President, I can do anything that I want to do. And that's what the press picked up. He's walking around with the French president. He says, that's the good thing about being a president. I can do whatever I want. Now, maybe in Obango land, but there is serious talk about pulling this guy out of office. It's quietly being discussed in the cloakrooms of Congress. This guy is out of control. He has warned people, and this is a warning. You know, I got the I got a phone here, and I got this here, and I can do whatever I want. You know, the Congress is not moving fast enough on something because there actually happens to be a constitutional stumbling block. Dad, don't worry about it. I got the pen, I got the phone, and I got the pen. I can do whatever I want, and he has been. And this is really, you know, I mean, a president in other times might have said similar things, but at that point, who would care? Who would care? Well, I would care, and you would care, because this whole thing that we're witnessing now, and I don't care what you point to, whether it's the funny money in the Fed, whether it's health care, whether it's retirement, what I don't care what it is, schools, programs, the government running our schools. Everything that you look at, it is a problem today, who is smack in the middle of it? And that's the Fed. Well, this latest delay with Obamacare, consider what administration officials announcing the new exemption for medium-sized employers, they had to say about the firms that might fire workers to get under the threshold and avoid hugely expensive new requirements of the law. Now, the officials under Obama, they didn't pull any punches. They made it clear in a press briefing that firms would not be allowed to lay off workers to get the preferred class of those businesses with 50 to 99 employees. Now, notice what they're saying here. They're saying that we're not going to allow firms to fire people. That's called control. That's what it is. Businesses are trying to stay in business, and if they've got to lay off people in order to stay in business, they're being told, you can't do that. But if you really want to avoid the Obamacare cost, and this is actually going on, they're making these companies swear that they're not trying to avoid Obamacare cost. If you don't publicly say so, if you promise not to say so, you can go ahead and do it. How many more millions of jobs are we going to lose with companies just trying to stay in business for a week or a month or a year longer to try to tuck this Obamacare crap that we've already seen has done what? It's done nothing but increase cost. Increase the cost of the people with the ability to pay those to get them on the rolls that don't have the money. Now, let's go back here a little bit. In this country, ladies and gentlemen, you had rights. You had rights. You had the right to starve to death in this country if you didn't want to lift a finger to help yourself, to earn your own daily bread. But don't worry, because you know we're here to help people. Yeah, we're here. We're from the government. We're here to help. The only thing that they've done with their welfare class status mentality is created a permanent underclass in this country, with, it seems, the inability to help themselves. This whole thing about Obamacare, it was about getting the younger people in there, the taxpayers, get them on the tax rolls so they could pay into Obamacare to pay for the other people. Well, that's not happening either. It's in serious trouble. Serious trouble. But what's the narrative? Oh, well, you know, the website's still not working right. No. Gone is the conversation that we need to dump this damn thing. Because A, the government has no business in there meddling with health care to begin with, any more than they had the ability to farm out their responsibility, I'm talking about Congress, their responsibility about minting and coining money and circulating money. Any more than this great notion. Now, we've seen what has happened with Obamacare, right? Oh, it's only going to cost about $800 billion. Oh, all of a sudden the costs are $2 trillion and climbing. So what do we do about that? Well, the Republicans have a plan. You know, we want to propose our own plan. Excuse me? So you're going to come up with a better plan with the meddling people that shouldn't be meddling to begin with. But you're going to do reforms and you're going to make it better. With millions of insurance cancellations, workers dumped from employer-based policies due to Obamacare, narrow exemptions for the medium-sized employers, might sound like a little thing, but to Obama Democrats, they're desperate to hold the Senate in the face of the anger over this false promise, botched rollout, you give it a name. And having the IRS serve as a talking point enforcer for businesses tempted to speak out about the fires. This is the IRS contacting these companies going, you know what? between me, you, and the fence post, you've got to lay off some people to stay in the marketplace and keep your doors open. That's okay. You just can't say that. You can't give the President of the United States bad press by telling the truth. Otherwise, we've already seen in the last couple of months what the IRS is capable and willing to do. Haven't we? They've been doing it to us for a long, long time. Is there any honest people left in the world? No, the only thing we got thugs with guns, and we'll commit paper terrorism through the IRS if we have to as well. So watch out.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jeremy Scahill has teamed up with Glenn Greenwald. Now, you may recognize the second name before you recognize the first one. Glenn Greenwald, obviously. Snowden. NSA leaks. So on and so forth. But Jeremy Scahill, that's a horse of another color. This guy was digging into this drone stuff. And how these dirty little wars, what's happening. And there was a documentary. And if a listener out there remembers the name of the documentary that Scahill did, it was specifically on these drone strikes and how and what they were doing and who it was affecting. The National Security Agency is using complex analysis of electronic surveillance rather than human intelligence as the primary method to locate targets for lethal drone strikes. It's an unreliable tactic that results in deaths of innocent or unidentified people. And the funny thing about this is as I tell you this story here, is I actually thought about this even 2 days ago. I'm going, drone strikes, you know, how the hell are they locating these people? What intelligence are they using? You know, it's one thing to have eyes on the ground and direct fire from a drone. You want to send them into an area that's heavily defended and they're planting IEDs or whatever, little blow-em-ups. Well, you can call a drone in. Give them the coordinates, what they're looking for. The little thing has little eyeballs. It eyeballs what you're talking about. And, you know, you can paint the target or not paint it. Just give a good enough description, and as long as you get close, well, hell. You know, collateral damage, no big deal. According to a former drone operator for the Military Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, and you want to burn that one into your memory, JSOC. Now, this drone operator also worked for the NSA. The agency often identifies targets based on controversial metadata and the analysis thereof and cell phone tracking technologies. Rather than confirming a target's identity with operatives or informants on the ground, the CIA and the U.S. military orders a strike based on the activity and location of a mobile phone a person is believed to be using. I know what you're thinking, and you're right. His account is bolstered by top-secret NSA documents previously provided by, guess who, Edward Snowden, and it is also supported by a former drone sensor operator with the U.S. Air Force, Brandon Bryant, who has become an outspoken critic of the lethal operations in which he is directly involved in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Yemen. In one tactic, the NSA geolocates the SIM card or handset of a suspected terrorist and their mobile phone, enabling the CIA or the U.S. military to conduct night raids and drone strikes to kill or capture the individual in possession of the device. Now, the former JSOC drone operator is adamant that the technology has been responsible for taking out terrorists and networks of people facilitating improvised explosive devices attacks against forces in Afghanistan. But he also states that innocent people have absolutely been killed as a result of the NSA's increasing reliance on a surveillance tactic. Now, as a side note here, people are calling this, when you kill people that are innocent, that have absolutely done nothing, that's murder. Okay? That's a harsh term, but that's what it boils down to. Alaki, by the way, he was in Yemen. They sent a drone strike in there to kill him. That was a U.S. citizen. And even though he initially started out, he was as mild as a little sheep. He was in the U.S. He absolutely loved it. As he sat back and watched what was going on in the Middle East, that's when the situation kind of radicalized him. And they never proved anything against him, but that didn't stop them from drone striking and killing a bunch of people that happened to be in the area. And a lot of people will say, ignoring the manner of which we're going after these people, well, them damn ragheads, they deserve it. Look at all the problems they're causing in the United States. Look how many soldiers they've killed. And again, get your head removed from wherever it's at, because we shouldn't be in the Middle East to begin with. Now, one problem the former JSOC drone operator said is that targets are increasingly aware of the NSA's surveillance and their reliance on geolocating and have moved to thwart the tactic. Some have as many as 16 different SIM cards associated with their identity with the high-value target system. Others, unaware of their mobile phone is being targeted, lend their phone with that SIM card in it to friends, children, spouses, and family members. Now, some top Taliban leaders, knowing of the NSA's targeting methods, have purposely and randomly distributed SIM cards among their units in order to elude their trackers. They would do things like go to meetings, take all their SIM cards out, put them in a bag, mix them up, and everybody gets a different SIM card when they leave. That's how they confuse us. Well, needless to say, in the middle of the night, you hear this funny little noise, and then you don't ever hear anything again. Because Papa Drone just dropped the little baby bomb on your butt. Now, as a result, even though the agency correctly identifies and targets a SIM card supposedly belonging to a terror suspect, the phone may actually be carried by somebody else who's then killed in a strike. Now, some would argue that, well, that's good enough. They're complicit. Blow them up. Now, according to the former drone operator, these cells at the NSA that run the tracking program known as GeoCell sometimes facilitate strikes without knowing whether the individual in possession of a tracked cell phone or a SIM card is in fact the intended target of the strike. Close enough for government work, I suppose. Once the bomb lands or a night raid happens, you know that cell phone is there. But we don't know who's behind it and who's holding it. It's of course assumed that the phone belongs to a human being who is nefarious and considered an unlawful enemy combatant. That's where it gets really shady. The former drone operator also said that he personally participated in drone strikes where the identity of the target was known, but other unknown people nearby were killed. They might have been terrorists, he says, or they could have been family members who had nothing to do with the target's activities. What's more, he adds, the NSA often locates drone targets by analyzing the activity of a SIM card, rather than the actual content of the calls themselves. Now, that would stand to reason. Okay, you got a suspected terrorist. Okay, we got a SIM card. Okay, identification. We got the cell. All right. Do we even bother listening to the phone call to see if it's associated with anything to be terroristic? And I was thinking about this. You know, if I had a government that is willing to track people down by cell phone and I want to protect a target, I'm going to keep those cell phones away from my target. I will have spotters out in the field a mile away to let you know if something's coming. Or if I need to use that cell phone, run real fast. You know, let's put them out there a half a mile away with that phone. When I need to use the phone, you run back here. Let me make that two-minute phone call. Then you run back with that phone. Do you think maybe these people are that smart? I would think that they were. You know, and Obama, gosh, anytime I say this guy's name, the only thing I want to do is laugh. I mean, not because it's funny. It's because it's so damn tragic. In Obama's speech at the National Defense University last May, he declared that before any strike is taken, there must be near certainty that no civilians will be killed or injured. The highest standard we can set. Really? You don't even listen to the damn phone call. You'll listen to my phone calls, but you won't listen to a suspected terrorist phone calls. He says, by narrowly targeting our action against those who want to kill us and not the people they hide among, we are choosing the course of action least likely to result in the loss of innocent life. But they won't even listen to the dialogue.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we are back. Dean in California. Hello, Dean.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm just calling to say I'm just constantly befuddled at how much is going on behind our backs, and now obviously that it's out in the open, how many people just refuse to even, you know, accept the fact that they have been funding this. They've been complicit in it. And like in that movie V for Vendetta, you know, all you've got to do to look where the problem really lies is in the mirror. And we've all got to look at ourselves and our jobs and what that entails and in the bigger picture of things. And, you know, if you're working for a large corporation, you know, what does that corporation build? How is it funded? Who are the corporate heads? What kind of races do they fund? It's that kind of grassroots kind of look at things, I think, that we've got to look at and change for ourselves, most of all, in our little world, to make the bigger picture change.
Jeremy Scahill, his documentary was entitled what?
America's Secret Killers, I believe. I had that posted to my YouTube. It's the one video that I've got on there that gets more hits than anything else and more comments.
Well, when I watched that, then Alawaki character, I got the full background on this guy. And they killed him in Yemen, and I was absolutely shocked. And this Jeremy Scahill, I'll tell you what, he was one hell of a reporter. In order to do that documentary, which exposed so much about these drone operations, that in my estimation, Dean, that is a must-watch by everybody.
Absolutely agree. The thing that I can't understand about Scahill is that he'll go and report on things like this and expose stuff, but then he'll he seems to be switching sides at times. Recently, I know that he called a few of the liberty-minded folks out that have shows on radio and whatnot on the internet, and you know, basically wasn't on the same side. It seems it more like he was on the side of big business, big corporate media, and I can't recall exactly what the event was, but there's so much going on all the time. It's just crazy, the things that are going down in the upper levels of government right now. I just met with our congressman, and all he could talk about were the Democrats and the Republicans, and I got railroaded out of asking the real question: what about independents? What about libertarians? What about
what about the Constitution?
Right, right. What about why can't we have more choices in parties than we have in bagels? For crying out loud.
it is becoming so absolutely maddening. By the way, within the NSA, I think you'd get a kick out of this one. This geo cell that's running this drone stuff, they have a little motto. I think people will appreciate it. We track them, you whack them.
Yeah.
And you know what? They cleared the way through the NDAA to make those drone strikes on Americans, which... Yeah. Geez, that supposed Al-Awlaki, he was a terrorist, but he was an American citizen. So rather than capturing the guy and making a statement to supposed terrorists around the world by grandstanding and putting him on trial, finding him guilty, putting him in prison or walking him out the back and shooting him, no. We'll just blow the guy up.
Well, there's no due process left anymore. There's no grand jury. There's no system in our government that actually functions the way that it was originally set up to function. It's all been just bastardized and overtaken by money. And, you look at just even the fact that who should be in the legislative branch, Eric Holder, is in the executive branch. And so therefore he can't even go after his own boss. That's one of the basics that's wrong, besides all the Fed and everything else, and EPA, all these crazy things that we've had to put up with. It's just that money took over law a long time ago, and it was taken over in our grandparents, great-grandparents, some of us time, and a lot of them just didn't realize what kind of serious trouble they were getting themselves into by allowing a guy like Woodrow Wilson and Mendelhaus to handle him in the office of our government. And then pretty much from then on, they've had their way with whomever has gotten into power through the change of the laws and the 14th Amendment and so on. And it's just maddening for anybody like you or I that actually knows, has actually taken some time to learn, and then try and wake up people to this takeover. And, I actually go by the name Smedley Butler, who online on a few things, who I think should be as well known as George Washington in our government. But that's one more maddening fact that we don't even know that we were almost taken over in 1947.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to point out the nose on somebody's face. Sometimes they just go cognitive dissonance on.
Yeah. Well, they tell you not to point your finger at them. Hey, Dean. Thanks for your call, sir.
Great talking to you, John. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm just pointing out the nose in your face. Don't point your finger at me. Art. Hello, Art.
John, you make it real hard to stay on topic. Let's go back to what you were talking about, Obamacare. And this, we can link this up. I love this argument they're trying to, Obamacare is not the reason for people losing their jobs. Well, I disagree, and I'm going to prove it. And I'm also going to prove that it's not Obamacare that's costing people jobs. Something else is going to cost people jobs too, and I'm going to link them both together. When you were reading that about the losing jobs in Obamacare, it made me remember a few months back, I was talking to someone who back home in Georgia, where I'm originally from, and she was all upset because she had to let a whole bunch of her people go. Now, she runs a retail business. And I asked her, I said, well, how many did you let go? She said, I let go about 40% of my employees. I said, why? She said, well, partly because of Obamacare. I said, okay, hold on a second. What percentage of your employees did you let go because of the Affordable Care Act? She said, roughly 20 or so percent. I said, let me guess. These were all full-time employees. She said, every single one of my full-time employees, I let them go. I said, okay, the other 20%, why were they let go? She said, lack of resources. People are not spending money. I can't afford to keep them on. I said, how many hours a week were they getting? She said, those are my 25 to 30-hour-a-week people.
True part-time. 30 hours or less is considered part-time.
Well, she had to let those other ones go because she wasn't making the money. She let all of her full-time employees go because of Obamacare, but then she had to let an additional, bunch of people go because the people just, there's not the revenue coming in. So she had to let even more people go. So I said, well, honey, I don't know what to tell you. Well, I just talked to her a few days ago, asked her how things were going, and she said, I think I may be letting a bunch more people go again. I said, why this time? She said, because if federal minimum wage goes to $10.10 an hour, I'm going to have to close my doors.
Man. And what's happening here? And the IRS is telling these guys that, you can do that. But you just can't say that you're doing it publicly because that'll make the president look bad. That, in fact, these people, in order to keep their damn doors open, they're having to lay off, as you just described, the full-time and the near full-time people. Can't afford it.
Yep. And now with this 10-10, if it goes through, she's going to have to close her doors. And how many small businesses across this country are going to have to do that?
Which is the backbone has always been. It's not the major corporations and the major companies. It's been the medium-sized manufacturing, the mom and pops, the 50 to 99 employee places that have kept this country going.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's husband, his boss has already told him, if this 10-10 goes through, we close up doors the very next day.
Well, don't worry. We got a budgetary crisis looming on the horizon for this month, and that'll take that discussion right off the table.
Well, I told her, I said, don't worry, honey. If that happens and you guys lose your jobs, because she works for a major distributor that's international, it's U.S. and Canada, I said, if y'all lose your jobs, you can always get food stamps.
Who's going to pay for that? Art, thanks for your call.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, the other day I was talking about drugs and all the wonderful things that they're trying to medicate us out of. Depression, you know, our children not paying attention in the schools, they're classified ADHD, and, well, here's a pill, here's an SSRI. You know, this will focus them, it'll bring your child back down to earth. Yeah. The American people are the most drug people on the history of the planet. Now, illegal drugs get most of the headlines, but the truth is the number of Americans that are addicted to legal drugs is far greater than the number of Americans that are addicted to illegal drugs. Close to 70% of Americans are currently on at least one prescription drug. 70%. What's 70% of 300 million? Let's leave the other ones off because those are the illegals. That's a lot. In addition, there are 60 million Americans that abuse alcohol and 22 million Americans that use illegal drugs. Now, what that means is almost everyone that you meet is going to be on something. That sounds absolutely crazy, but it's true. We are literally being drugged out of our minds. In fact, there are 70 million Americans that are taking mind-altering drugs right now. If it seems like most people can't think clearly these days, it's because they can't, okay? We love our legal drugs, and it's getting worse with each passing year. And considering the fact that big corporations are making tens of billions of dollars peddling their drugs to the rest of us, don't expect anything to change anytime soon. Now, here's 19 statistics for you folks that are almost too crazy to believe. And as we mentioned, an astounding 70 million Americans are taking legal mind-altering drugs right now. According to the CDC, doctors wrote more than 250 million prescriptions for antidepressants during 2010 alone. That was 2010. This is now. What year? According to a study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, nearly 70% of all Americans are on at least one prescription drug, and an astounding 20% of all Americans are on at least five prescription drugs. And what does all that cost? Well, more than $280 billion was spent on prescription drugs in 2013 alone. $280 billion. According to that CDC, approximately 9 out of 10 Americans that are at least 60 years old say that they have taken at least one prescription drug within the last month. There's 60 million Americans that abuse alcohol. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, 22 million Americans use illegal drugs. And incredibly, more than 11% of all Americans, and this has got to be a misprint, that are 12 years of age or older admit that they have driven home under the influence of alcohol at least once during the past year. Well, I don't know how many 12-year-olds are out there driving, so I think that's a misprint. But at any rate, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there's an unintentional drug overdose death in the United States every 19 minutes. Just ask Seymour Hoffman. Oh, I'm sorry, you can. He's dead. In the United States today, prescription painkillers kill more Americans than heroin and cocaine combined. Again, refer back to Seymour. According to Alternet, 11 of the 12 new-to-market drugs approved by the FDA were priced about $100,000 per patient per year in 2012. The percentage of women taking antidepressants in America is higher than any country in the entire world. And many of these antidepressants contain warnings. Suicidal thoughts are one of the side effects that should be expected. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm depressed, so what do I want to do? Do a feel-good pill that just might make me want to commit suicide. If I hadn't considered it before, if I was like really depressed but not really, really suicidal depressed, let me take an antidepressant and really get depressed. Makes sense to me. The suicide rate for Americans between the ages of 35 and 64 rose by close to 30% between 1999 and 2010. The number of Americans that are killed by suicide now exceeds the number of Americans that die as a result of car accidents every year. In 2010, the average teen in the United States was taking 1.2 central nervous system drugs. Those are the kind of drugs which treat conditions such as ADHD and depression, by the way. Children in the United States are three times more likely to be prescribed antidepressants as children than in Europe. A shocking Government Accountability Office report discovered that approximately one-third of all foster children in the United States are on at least one psychiatric drug. And a survey conducted for the National Institute on Drug Abuse found that more than 15% of all U.S. high school seniors abuse prescription drugs. And it turns out that dealing drugs is extremely profitable. Oh, no. I'm not talking about cocaine in little baggies, or heroin being dispensed to the hookers and whoever out on street corner USA. No. I'm talking about the 11 largest pharmaceutical companies combined to rake in approximately $85 billion in profits in 2012. In America today, doctors are being trained that there's just two potential solutions to any problem. Either prescribe a pill or you cut somebody open. Surgery and drugs are pretty much the only alternatives they offer us. Well, wait till Obamacare kicks in. You might be getting placebo sugar pills, and we're not going to cut you because, well, the government won't pay for that. And there's that endless barrage of television commercials that have trained us all to think that there's a pill for every problem. And think about this as I describe the list. Are you in pain? Just take a pill. Doesn't matter. It could be a bare aspirin or whatever. Are you feeling blue? Just take a pill. Come on. Do you need a spark in your marriage? Just take a Viagra that makes you, for the reports I've seen, people hallucinate. They say that everything, the color leaves their sight and all they see is blue. I'm just telling you. And probably the most ingenious, this has been my personal observation, probably the most ingenious marketing campaign I've ever seen for one of these marital pills is, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, contact your doctor. I can see the women right now. Honey, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Quick. And most Americans here, sadly, assume that all these pills are perfectly safe. I don't know. Are they not paying attention to the end of the commercial, which is generally half of the commercial, to tell you of the side effects? You know, suicide, stuff like that may make you go psychotic and you might kill somebody. I mean, listen to the warnings. And they got to do this by law now. But still, people are going to the doctors going, I want to try that pill. And of course, he was just visited by the drug dealer. The representative from the drug manufacturers. You know, they pass out their free samples like they're candy. I had a doctor, anytime I went to that guy, he never wrote me a script. He just reached into his goodie bag and said, here. Oh, man. Now, sadly, what most Americans don't realize, that there's a revolving door between Big Pharma and these corporations and the government agencies that supposedly regulate them. And then most of those are now in charge of our safety, have spent their entire careers peddling legal drugs to all of us. We've become a nation of drugged out zombies, and it's perfectly legal. The funny thing is that many of these legal drugs have just slightly different formulations from their illegal counterparts. If more Americans understood what they were actually taking, would that cause them to stop? Perhaps some would, but for the most part, Americans are totally in love with their drugs, and giving them up would not be easy. And of course, we don't ever do any negative stories on drugs and drug companies, because that's who's paying the high dollars to who? All the six corporations that own all the information you see, hear, and read inside the United States. Not us. You ever hear a drug manufacturing company like Pfizer ever run commercials on this network? They've already shot me and I'm in the grave. Thanks for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have a very interesting program tomorrow. Make sure that you're here. I got to firm up the guest, but I'm almost certain that the good colonel from intelligence background will be with us tomorrow.